Bulls handle business on the road. I'm Chris Sprinto with your sports. The Thunder Basin Bolts went on a business trip this past weekend, taking down number 5 Laramie, 82-53 Friday night. Point guard Deacon Williams poured in 35 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds in that one. Saturday, Thunder Basin beat a team receiving votes for the top 5 in Cheyenne South on the road, 62-48. In that game, Mikel Holtze led the way with 22 points. Deacon added 21. Mikel Holtze had 6 triples in that contest. Thunder Basin is 13-3 overall, and they've won 9 of their last 10 games. The Thunder Basin Lady Bolts went 2-0 on the road trip this past weekend, downing 4th-ranked Laramie 59-49 Friday night, then Cheyenne South Saturday 67-14. In Laramie, Lainey McCarty scored 19 points, and Saturday, Jolie Speltz led the Bolts with 14 points and 9 rebounds. This week is a huge week for the Bolt teams as Cheyenne East and Cheyenne Central comes to town. We'll have details on that tomorrow in sports. The Gillette Campbell basketball team fell to the Plainsmen in Laramie Saturday afternoon 73-60. The night before, Campbell County fell to Cheyenne South 68-58, but gave a valiant effort. In the aftermath, Campbell County is 3-12, and the Camels have lost 9 straight games. Laramie is now 10-6 on the year. Campbell County will host 4th-ranked Cheyenne East Friday night at the Castle at 7:35 on 97.3 Campbell FM and online at BasinsRadio.com on the Camel stream and on the Basin Radio app. The Gillette Lady Camel split its 2 games over the weekend on a huge road trip. Friday night, Campbell County pounded Cheyenne South 84-44. Saturday afternoon, Campbell County took on the 4th-ranked Laramie Plains women and just fell short 53-50 in a tough one. In the aftermath, number 4 Laramie is 10-6, and Campbell County is 6-10 versus the most difficult schedule in Wyoming. Campbell County will face number 1 Cheyenne East Friday night in the Castle, starting at 6. That game can be heard on 97.3 Camel FM and online at BasinsRadio.com on the Camel stream and on the Basin Radio app.